This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the country as well as across the Caribbean, around the world via the internet and the satellite. And as always, a special shout out goes to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, whatever you're doing, however you're doing, wherever you're doing it, thanks very much for keeping America moving along. And you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget our new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, let's welcome aboard Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
We have someone waiting on the line to talk, so here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
Hey, this is Leo from Miami.
Hey, Leo, what's up?
How are you doing? I'm shocked about what's going on. I don't know. I heard that a lot of the boat in Michigan, the poll watchers, like for the Republican, weren't even there. They weren't allowed to watch.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Is there like a way they can do can you do a recount? Like,
no,
I'm not recount, but a
no, and we'll get into that. So Leo, I got other callers backed up, but let's let Denise answer that. Okay, we know what happened in Michigan. Poll watchers weren't allowed to watch except with binoculars from what, 50 feet away or some stupid thing like that. So what's going on there? Can they do a revote?
Not a revote. They'll do a recount.
Right.
You got a sizable team that is working for Trump, but then you also have kind of a parallel team that Giuliani is. I mean, he was in Philadelphia yesterday, but
yeah.
I believe there's kind of a round table that's going on here, and it probably includes Ted Cruz, Han von Spakovsky, Chris Christie.
Pam.
So, mm-hmm. You know, they're looking at the irregularities, access. Now, one particular state, and it escapes me, it may have, in fact, been Pennsylvania, but the observers, it was 3-1, three Democrats to one Republican that was part of the observers. Some of them, I saw a video yesterday where one particular place, they were literally thrown out. And then all the people that were in there doing the ballot counting were clapping that they were thrown out. Others were putting cardboard and whatnot up against the windows. So this is part of what Rudy Giuliani is suing for. And that is, stop what you're doing until we can have equal access and viable access, not something that's 100 feet away. So that is certainly what is being looked at in all of these contested states. Nevada, I would say, is going to be the most complicated because they were the state that, mailed to the entire database.
Okay.
As did California, but we're not going to get California anyway.
All right, hold that thought. We got another caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller.
My name is Phil.
Okay, and what's on your mind?
I think everybody's missing the case here. I'm calling from Seminole.
Okay.
And, what's going on is creep. Now, what I mean is the Democrats have wanted for a long time to take and eliminate the Electoral College.
Sure.
And when they extend the time out past the election night, what they're doing is they're allowing the popular vote to come in and take over and eliminate the Electoral College.
Well, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And this is what the evil one does.
Yeah.
He gets into a church and he destroys it. He gets into our country and wants to destroy it. And this has got me enraged.
Okay.
Nobody seems to realize this is going on. And I don't even know if the Supreme Court's going to figure this out.
All right. Well, let us go and try to get this sorted out for you. But thank you very much for the call.
One thing before you leave.
Yep.
Election reform has to take place.
That's right.
And Mr. Trump should have known about this.
Yep.
Just like the 2018 election, I don't think he did his top job, and he didn't prepare for this one. And if his advisors would have told him what these guys were going to try to do is to sneak the popular vote into play, which
right.
the Democrats always win,
right.
and eliminate. So that's where I'm coming
thank
from.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much.
Very.
Okay. And by the way, Denise, he's absolutely right. They have wanted to put the popular vote. And some of the states over the summer, as recently as a month or so ago, said the popular vote was going to determine how the electors were handed out.
Well, Colorado is one of them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's a lot of things in play here, and I think that the Trump campaign, the lawyers and whatnot, they were probably prepared for this, but they had no concept that it would be more than one state.
Hold that thought because we're going to talk about this at length when we come back with Denise Simon. And by the way, I'm going to see if Denise can stay over for an extra segment because we got way too many callers lined up on the line here that want to render in here, and it's not fair to Denise. So we will have you come in with your calls at 877-969-8600. And Denise will be right back with more, too. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on, again, one of the most important nights ever in American history.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. Another very, very, very interesting and stimulating night going on here. And this part of the broadcast, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, remember, Balance of Nature is a wellness products company, and they sell all sorts of things there. And you can go to their website, balanceofnature.com, take a look at what they have to offer, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, and save yourself 35% on the order. Now, I happen to use a product called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and they work for me because I certainly don't eat the right kind of foods. I certainly am not getting my daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, but when I eat this, I do. And it seems to be helping me because it's helped my blood pressure go back to where it needs to be. It's also helped me lose some weight because I'm not stuffing myself at night anymore because I'm just not hungry because I guess it's because I feel like I've eaten enough with the fruits and veggies capsules that I've taken. And you do it twice a day, at least I do. You can do it more if you want, giving me a little bit more pep in my step two. So go over to balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, save 35% using that product code at your or when you place your order. And don't forget, you can also give them a call at 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. All right, back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Now, we had to stop because you were in the middle of explaining something, so please, have at it.
All right, so it took a very long time to report Florida, okay? I mean, they couldn't report it. We had to wait until, what, almost 10 o'clock. But it turns out, under Ron DeSantis, the governor, I mean, Florida is really kind of a well-oiled machine. But it was kind of like, why are we not reporting Florida? And that, I think, is because Florida was the pivot point for where we were on election night.
Yep.
When Florida finally got reported, and that the Biden campaign, they said, had raised a white flag and said, okay, we concede Florida. Once Trump got Florida, everything went to a screeching halt. Now, think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
These states stopped counting, didn't they?
They did. And by the way, our big county down there where they had all the problems, Broward County, was in and done by 9 o'clock.
Consider what I just said.
Yep.
They really thought they could have Florida because the last stop, the second to the last stop that even Obama made was in Miami. After Miami, he went to Atlanta. Really? What's the one state and city that's being contested right now? Atlanta. All right, so you had at least six states that stopped everything. Now, why would they do that? Because they had to say, I'm convinced there was a bigger plot here.
Yeah.
And so now we have these contested states, and these are the states that they knew all along, and we and the Trump campaign did too, that were going to be the most important states. Pennsylvania, remember they kept saying they were going to turn Georgia blue, they were going to turn North Carolina blue, they had done it in 2016 to Virginia, they're trying to turn Texas blue. Remember it took a long while for even Texas to be called.
I do.
So I'm convinced, and I can't prove it, but I mean, it's kind of like you just have to look at the bigger picture here. This was part of a plot.
Yeah.
And now we are where we are.
Yeah.
All right?
You won't get me to argue with you. I agree that the election literally has been stolen right out from underneath us because they could see the trend that was breaking for Donald Trump, and boy, they had to put the screws to it.
I have a friend of mine who's a former U.S. prosecutor, by the way. So
okay.
He and I were on a telephone call for almost an hour yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I'm going to offer, ladies and gentlemen. That this operation that happened election night is kind of like the final coup. Think about it.
Uh-huh.
It's the what we went through with Russiagate, Obamagate, Kavanaugh hearings, all the lawsuits, the impeachment, the Mueller team, all these kinds of things, this is the final operation here.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? To get rid of the man.
Yep.
So what can Trump do? Well, the first thing I think he ought to do is have A.G. Barr stand up a special prosecutor.
Yep.
There's two kinds, by the way. One, you can't fire at all. Stand up a special prosecutor within the next week.
Yep.
On all things with the Biden oligarchy and the corruption.
Good.
That's the first thing I would do. The second thing I would do would be to pull the trigger on the John Durham operation.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Yep.
And then I would go over to John Ratcliffe and I'd say, hey, start declassifying as much as you can. He's already got the authorization to do so.
Yep.
Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that help with the vote? And what does that help with the Electoral College votes? It really doesn't. However, it puts the Biden people and the judges, I would say, because, you know, these would all hit the headlines,
uh-huh,
kind of on notice. So if Trump's going to lose this and Trump doesn't have a second term, then he needs to go out in a blaze of glory.
I agree.
Because the one thing that we have sought after all of this is a win in our column.
Yep.
We didn't get it with Hillary.
Yep.
We didn't get it with the whole with the whole Mueller thing.
Yep.
We got cities that are burning down.
Yep.
We got states that are financially collapsing, and Nevada's going to be the next one, by the way.
Yeah, you're right.
I would say that we want some consequence here. We want somebody accountable. Adam Schiff, you know, that whole, we want something.
Yep.
So if Trump cannot go into a second term, then he needs to leave us with a tray full of achievements here for when it comes to law and order.
Now, let's go to our favorite question asker who's on the telephone. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain Denise. I'm just thinking, if Biden does win the presidency, how much of a bulwark will the Senate be, and will Biden just simply do, can he go around it with a bunch of executive orders? That's it, Captain.
All right. As a matter of fact, the first thing that Joe Biden will do is he will rescind every executive order that Donald Trump put out there.
Well, I mean, he can't not rescind, but he can amend.
Yep.
I mean, don't think that that can't happen. But by the way, the Biden operation already launched their transition team website last night.
Wonderful.
We have a problem in the Senate. Right now we're at 48-48 because they gave the win to Gary Peters over John James.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we don't know if Mitch McConnell will be the majority leader or not. We have no idea. Doug Collins never should have run, by the way, for Senate in Georgia.
Yep.
Because now that split the vote for Kelly Loeffler, so now she's in a runoff, which will be in January.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't think that they're not going to throw a bunch of money in that one.
Oh, well, they are.
You know, she and Warnock.
They are. Mm-hmm.
So we're in trouble. We're in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, unless we can keep the Senate. Now, interestingly enough, the Pelosi caucus in the House is not in the majority, by the way. You have to have 218 in the majority. She does not have that. We've got 44 House seats that are just kind of floating out there.
We got four in California right now that could go red.
Correct.
Yep.
So we got, I think, six or seven yesterday.
Yes.
And we only needed 17 to be in the majority.
Yep.
And we've got a handful of others. So Pelosi is really on even turf right now with McCarthy as House Speaker because the Democrats are not in.
Okay,
they don't have a team.
Let me
majority.
Correct both of us. We actually gained 5 seats as of yesterday. That's not as of today.
I thought it was 7.
Five. So far, 5.
Well, I think I got an email that said 7. Because he...
I just saw what's on Fox. That's the only reason I know it. It said plus 5.
I know it. And it was not matching his email that I got yesterday. Because he even listed the names.
All right.
But here, understand something, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take this moment, assess it, and then look forward. And you have to do kind of the whole war gaming thing going forward here.
Okay.
And that includes...
Hold that thought, please. We're going to bring you back after the bottom of the hour here. We're not going to do the military segment this morning. The military sponsor will still be there. But we're going to continue this conversation. There's too many of you asking too many questions, and we're going to try to give you some answers. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With multiple battleground states too close to call, the White House still hangs in the balance. Former Vice President Joe Biden said Wednesday that he would not declare victory, but believes he will be elected president when all the votes are counted. He told supporters that if elected, he will govern for all Americans.
To make progress, we have to stop treating our opponents as enemies. We are not enemies. What brings us together as Americans is so much stronger than anything that can tear us apart. So let me be clear. We are campaigning as a Democrat, but I will govern as an American president.
Meanwhile, the Trump campaign has filed lawsuits in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia over continued vote counting. They're also asking for a recount in Wisconsin. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeed, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, listening to us. A little bit early for her, though. Next hour, she'll be around for sure. I do know that. And she and her husband, Don, run the Double D Ranch up there, and they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Bo will be in studio this morning at 5:30. Get your questions ready to ask him, and I'm going to ask him about how he felt the election went, and we'll see what he has to say about that one. But National Aviation Academy, two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the great state of Florida. Their number, of course, if you want to call them, is 800-659-2080 and ask to take a tour of one of their locations. The number again, 800-659-2080. The website, NAA.edu. Consider becoming an aviation maintenance tech. It's a career, not just a job, and it pays a lot of money, too. All right. Well, Denise Simon is stuck around for an extra segment, so we had to take a break. We were in the middle of your discussion, so keep going.
Well, look, you have to take a wide look at things, and I would suggest that we use our emotions as a motivator instead of kind of clouding our judgment. We have to kind of take a very clinical look at it as what in front of us. So we have these states that are being challenged legally. The Trump campaign filed a suit late yesterday in Georgia. Then we know that they want a recount in Wisconsin. They filed a suit in Pennsylvania. Now, Pennsylvania is kind of an interesting one because of the Supreme Court decision that went 4-4 that took it back down to the lower court. But the election commission woman in the state of Pennsylvania, by the way, gave testimony on October the 28th to the Supreme Court. and explain to the Supreme Court what the state was going to do. But on November the 1st, she changed all that. So Pennsylvania is very much in play. Now, having said all that, I would say that some advisors really now need to be having some interesting confabs, some roundtable discussions inside the Trump administration. One is between now and assuming that he loses and doesn't go on to a second term, what is it that Trump can do between now and Inauguration Day? And to minimize the damage that can come up with a Biden-Harris administration. And we don't want, I mean, we've already been threatened that they're going to open the borders again. They're going to tear down the southern, the border wall. You know, so we have a lot of these things that need to be kind of fixed, if you will.
Yeah.
I am snotty enough to say all the things that the Democrats did to Trump early on in his administration and really through the administration, you know, some of those things, the payback is fair play, isn't it?
Yeah, now we've got a caller in the line. I'm going to go to the caller right away. This is Ian. Okay, Ian, what's on your mind?
Yeah, 2 points. Number one, brilliant, brilliant analysis and brilliant path forward that she's presenting. I agree. Trump needs to get loyal people. That's the key word. While he has the power till the 20th of January, into these agencies, all of them. We need to open up all these files come what may. JFK, the Iran hostage crisis, the Gulf of Tonkin, UFOs, 9/11, et cetera, ad infinitum. It all needs to come out. He needs to go out in a blaze of glory. Let's face it. I don't mean this literally, but Trump's dead man walking. What's he got to lose right now? Okay. Mm-hmm. Point number two, they're going to throw open the borders, and I'm going to tell you why. Because our overlords are parasites, and they done sucked us out. So we're not of any use to them anymore. They need more rubes that they can exploit. They need more slaves. They need a host they can attach on. So the borders will be thrown open because they want more rubes into their con game.
Yeah.
Thanks, bye.
All right. He's right, Denise. And by the way, somebody just sent me an email and said, how come we aren't praying for the president and hoping for a miracle because we can't just throw in the towel? Well, because of one simple little thing.
We are doing that.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
are absolutely doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we are also have to help whatever can necessarily play out that is beyond our control.
That's so, correct.
I mean, I had a text message from a dear friend over in San Diego, and she said she's not religious, she's rather agnostic, but she literally asked the big man upstairs for some divine intervention. So that's where we are. I mean, I certainly, you know, I agree with that. But in the meantime, we can't be blindsided. We've got to take the offensive as much as we possibly can between now and Inauguration Day if all things fail.
Right. I totally agree with you, and I think the audience agrees with you, too. By the way, Puerto Ricans, and this is kind of a back story here, Puerto Ricans voted in favor of U.S. statehood. Now, what happens with that? We've heard Joe Biden say that if he got elected, Puerto Rico would become a state.
He can't just say that. First of all, that has to go through the entire congressional process, and then you have to have 2/3 of the states vote along with it. So, you know, and Washington, D.C., by charter, can never become a state. So even the Republicans, I think, are
No, but he said so, and I do, you know, it's a military district.
But we have got to, if for nothing else, ladies and gentlemen, we have got to, and I think this is really why Rudy is fighting as hard as he can, if for nothing else, to get these races straightened out, because we've got to maintain control of the Senate. That is the checks and balances.
Yep.
And that makes Biden a lame duck if they get in.
Yep. Yeah. And I don't. And then let me ask you another question, because this question was asked of me earlier. I forgot to ask it when we came out of the break by a caller who couldn't hang on the line. This was from Lori, and Lori was calling from Atlanta, and she wanted to know if you think Biden will last one whole term.
No.
Did I answer that fast enough? Yep, I don't either. I think he'd be gone in 2 years or less.
Yes, easily. I don't think he can do a year. I think he would necessarily become, if you know, health-wise and cognitively, if he kind of goes sideways, I think he'll become kind of a hidden president, and you know, he'll have a team that'll be out there out front in his place, so he can necessarily hold on. But I will tell you this, while we have, you know, with the Biden investigation and the laptops and the China thing and the Russia thing and the Romania thing and, you know, blah, 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 Kamala Harris's house is not clean either.
That's right.
And I will remind your listeners real quickly, her campaign lawyer was Mark Elias.
Yep.
Mark Elias is at Perkins Coie.
Yep.
Perkins Coie hired Diffusion GPS.
Yep.
Mark Elias is still in the mix right now. In fact, he is trying to bully Arizona and their counts right now. So Kamala Harris's house is not clean, ladies and gentlemen. So don't think that she could automatically step in there and be president without any kind of conflict.
All right.
And he gets the choice of who the vice president is.
All right, real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? You got about 30 seconds. Where are you calling from?
Dennis from Largo. I've called this since 2015. Obama's going to be behind the curtain, and he'll be calling the shots.
Okay, don't
That's
disagree.
All I wanted to say.
Thank you. Don't disagree. I was going to say it's going to certainly be an Obama person. The cabinet's going to be made up.
If you understand who's on the Biden team, it's everybody from the Obama White
That
House.
Is right. That is right. You are right.
Mm-hmm. That's all right now. It's in their campaign. So, yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep. This is the third term. By the way, President Trump did say that this is the third term of Barack Obama.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
That may have been hyperbole, but it's factual.
Go ahead.
Who is managing this whole thing right now with a post-election and the electoral college and all that on the Biden side? It's Bob Bauer. Bob Bauer is one of the White House counsels.
Yep.
Who is the chief of the Biden campaign? Anita Dunn, Bob Bauer's wife.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. And, boy, thank you very much for sticking around. You got a lot of stuff out there, and we needed to get it out on the table. Thank you very much. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Again, valuable information. Knowledge is worth more than money. Believe me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah & Farrah. And if you're injured in an accident and need a lawyer, the last thing you deserve is to be put on hold. And having a law firm robot answer your phone call and assign you a number isn't good either. But Farrah & Farrah doesn't treat people like numbers. So the moment you call, you'll be connected to an actual person, ready to listen and help 24/7. Now, their team of injury law experts understands the pressure you're under, and they'll make themselves available to you. Also, if Farrah & Farrah doesn't win your case, you don't owe them a penny. So, if you've been injured and the insurance company's pushing you around, call Farrah & Farrah and let them push back. The number to call, 877-245-6707, and their website is farrahandfarrah.com. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
Good morning.
How's the market doing today?
Futures look to the upside again.
Okay, that's a good thing because yesterday I believe the Dow jumped 370 points. Am I right?
Yeah, it was all over the place. Not to the downside yesterday, but to the upside. It was up much higher than that. And again, it's a decent move to the upside. Right? The markets are somewhat anticipating what we're looking at is no taxes and basically gridlock in Washington, D.C.
Well, the gridlock would be because we would have Joe Biden as president. Nancy would be in control of the House, maybe. There's a move to replace her, by the way, a strong move to replace her as Speaker and put someone else in there.
Well, this is one of the things that I'm going to be talking about. I talked about in the podcast, and I'll talk about this weekend as well, is you're probably going to see, in many respects, Democrats kind of like almost, you know, starving caged rats going at one another for leadership positions, because there is a divide within the Democratic Party where you've got the people on the far left and some remaining Democrats that are kind of to the center. And they've, I think they've realized that they've allowed these fringe movements to, kind of take control. And, you know, you've got an election where, you know, Joe Biden, by vote count right now has got more votes, than any candidate, in history. No candidate has gotten as many as he's gotten this time around. And they're starting to recognize, well, gee whiz, you know, maybe this far left thing is just not going to work out, which they've seemed to be pandering to for a period of time. Now, if that's the case, you're going to get the squad type people, jockeying for position. And I think you're going to have a real problem, within the Democratic Party on, you know, what direction they're going to go.
Now, I'm going to ask you a question that was asked of my guests earlier. Someone that put a question out there that needs to have different responses. We know that a bunch of votes, mail-in votes, got dumped in Nevada, got dumped in Arizona, got dumped in Michigan, got dumped in Minnesota, got dumped in Wisconsin, and the latest one was Pennsylvania. Now, how can you dump, say, 25,000 votes, and every vote is for Joe Biden in a certain voting precinct, when there isn't a vote for anybody else? And, oh, by the way, one precinct, they dumped 7,500 votes in a precinct that had 3,500 voters.
Listen, you know, these are things that need to be investigated, without a doubt. I mean, again, we're going to have to look into this, and I hope it looks like the Trump administration is going to look into this. I think voter fraud has become a little bit more persuasive. And quite honestly, I think that the penalties for voter fraud need to really come up. And I really think it's something that should be very, very serious to try to, try to convince people that if, you know, you engage in something like this, you're basically almost like, to me, it's treasonous, because basically what you're doing is you're attacking the overall fabric of the country and people's belief in elections. So I think that there really needs to be harsh, extremely harsh penalties with voter fraud. With that being said, I think they've got to do a much better job. I mean, to me, it's pretty pathetic with all of the technology that we have today that we cannot pull this off. You know, I waited in a line over 2 hours to vote the other day, and I'm saying to myself, gee, if we only had the Chick-fil-A people figure out how to do the, how they run their drive-throughs efficiently, figure out how to do this, this shouldn't take this long.
No.
It should take this long. And, you know, places like New York, where I'm from, they don't even take IDs.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's crazy.
Now, did you see what happened in Florida? And one of the best things Ron DeSantis did when he got in office was he fired the supervisor of elections in Broward County and replaced the one in Palm Beach County. Broward County had all their results in by 9 p.m. That hasn't happened in 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great job, and that's how it should be. I mean, this is ridiculous to me. I mean, Nevada doesn't even start counting again until today at 12 o'clock. I mean, what are people on, lunch break, extended lunch break yet? I mean, it makes no sense.
Well, somewhere out there, they had problems with the voting machines. I don't know what that was all about. It might have been Arizona.
You know, why did we not have these problems decades ago?
Yeah.
You went into the booth, you pulled the lever, and it was over. I mean, it was not a difficult thing to do.
Took your little finger and pushed the little tabs where you wanted to vote, and then pulled the lever, and boom, that was it, and out the door you went, or out the curtain.
Yeah, people automatically assume, you know, sometimes technology always makes things easier. It doesn't. I talked about this, just trying to get into a ball game when we used to be able to go to ball games, how difficult it was just to go to a Jets game, and you got to have your tickets on the phone. There's no more paper tickets, and then try to disperse the tickets if somebody's got the tickets before the game. I'm like, how hard was it just to give the guy a ticket as you walked in and hand it to him and he give you a stub? It was so much easier that way. But again, we overcomplicate things. We do.
Yeah, you got people walk up with a cell phone, and they put the thing up there, and they do the little magic wand thing to try to get the code to work, and sometimes the code won't work, and you got the line tied up for 15 minutes while they're trying to figure out how to get the damn phone to work.
Or the Internet's not working properly or whatever. But, again, you know, sometimes technology makes things a little bit more complicated than it should be.
By the way, there was a dog that ran, Wilbur the Beast, in Kentucky that got elected mayor in a little town in Kentucky.
Well, that's for me.
He's now the he's now the canine in chief. I'm just looking at the picture that popped up here. All right. Well, what do you expect there, Mr. Watchdog? What do you expect to have happen here once we get the official word that Biden has been certified the leader in the clubhouse? What's going to happen? Are we going to go backwards, forwards? What are we going to do here?
Listen, that's up to the Republican Party. I don't think that Donald Trump is going to disappear into the sunset.
Nope.
However, I think he's got to be really smart, and he's going to need some help, too, because, you know, he put himself in many respects into the position that he's in. I really don't – I hope he doesn't come out and blame others if that's how it turns out and he ends up losing. He's just said, you know, basically come out and, you know, accept where he might have screwed up and maybe acted or did things a little bit differently, which could have put him in a better position, because you can always do things a little bit better. And I think that, you know, he can be a critic on the side. I think he should try to mobilize people that want to drain the swamp and continue to push in that direction and look for great candidates, because there is some. I mean, you take a look at the winning formula, there, make no mistake about it, it's places like Florida and what Florida's been able to do. And that's, you know, you win on the local level. And when you do a job and you handle a situation as well as Ron DeSantis did in the state of Florida with COVID and just how well things are going down there, that's why you get those types of numbers. You got to look for people like that to be the future leaders in the party and grow on the local level. Not the people that have been watching TV their entire lives.
Well, it's been an interesting trend since 2016. 186 military people have run for public office. They haven't all gotten elected, but just the fact that you've had that many military people run for public office is a dramatic shift in the way things had been, because at one time you had to be in the military pretty much to have street cred to be able to run for anything coming out of World War II in Korea.
No, I mean, it's great to see. I mean, I think it's fantastic that you're starting to see more of the military personnel get involved. I mean, we need more of that. I think that's great. I think we also need to have a system set up, Matt, where it's not a work your way up over the years that you spend.
Mentality?
Exactly. I think that, listen, I would go and I would serve and I'd run for office at some point in time, quite frankly, if I didn't have to spend years and years and years spending tons of money to go ahead and do it.
One last question from a listener, Steve in Thailand. He said, the biggest question in my mind is, why are the ballot counting issues all in Democratic-run states and cities?
It's a given. Why are all the Democratic-run states and cities having riots, and why are they also shut down?
Thank you. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. Go over there, check out all the different things he has to offer. And coming up, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, and he'll be right around the corner. Pardon me, we're going to ask him, what the heck happened in Michigan? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.